help us to commence this evening with hymn 1103. O thou that hearest the prayer of faith, wilt thou not save a soul from death that casts itself on thee? I have no refuge of my own, but fly to what the Lord has done and suffered once for me. 1103.
Let us read together from the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, the book of Genesis, chapter 28. Genesis 28. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, and charged him and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein that thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent Jacob away, and Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan-Aram. Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. And when Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan-Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone to Padan-Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac, his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, and I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob waked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Now please turn to the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 43, and we'll read the first seven verses. Isaiah 43, the first seven verses. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, and Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Here then, we lay the reading of God's word. May it be blessed to us. Help us now in prayer. Kind, gracious, eternal Lord God, through thy goodness, mercy and kindness, again we are favoured and spared to meet together in thy courts the evening hour of this Sabbath day. And dear Lord Jesus, we plead with thee to come and meet with us. Dear Lord Jesus, we cannot command thee to come. We cannot demand thee to come. But we plead that thou wilt come. Oh, and thou make thy presence to be known and felt here this evening hour. Lord, that our hearts, as hard as they are, may indeed be softened where the sense of thy love and mercy to our souls. We do pray then that thou wouldest draw near and come and help us, so that we may indeed worship thee in spirit and in truth, yea, in the very beauties of holiness. We seek, Lord, a portion for our souls. We want that, Lord, which we can live on, and which we can die on. Lord, thy word, sealed by the power, the unction of thy Holy Spirit in our hearts. Oh, as it were written there, with and by the finger of God. Oh, Lord, do come, assure our conscience of his pardon, the Redeemer's blood, bear witness to our heart that we are born of God. Then, Lord, do help us. And know it's, Lord, the concern, the exercise that's found in each one's heart this evening hour. And we ask and pray that they might not be sent empty away, that might indeed, Lord, go home like dear Ruth, who gathered the handfuls of purpose, and went home beating it out, obtaining the ephah of barley. Lord, we ask for a blessed, gracious a repetition of these things by the power and the unction of thy Holy Spirit upon us. Lord, again, we cannot command it and yet demand it, but we pray for it, we plead for it. And dear Lord, we plead for it for thine own great name's sake, for thine honour and glory and thy praise. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name would we give glory. And dear Lord, do graciously help. Thou knowest, seest, understandest the cases, O Lord, of each and every one who have come to chapel tonight. We do pray thou would grant, Lord, then that there may be that word in season, portion for 7 and also for 8, so that none are left out. Then, Lord, do bless, we pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, thou hast promised that those souls shall be blessed. Oh, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Oh, may souls tonight be filled and know something of the righteousness that is found in Christ Jesus the Lord. Hear our prayer. Dear Lord, we do pray that thou wilt help one another, Lord. Those that come with a little who can tell. Oh, may it be tonight that the Lord draws near and blesses, opens then the windows of heaven and pours out a blessing to one and another. Pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt remember each one, Lord, and pardon it. Each one's sin and iniquity. Lord, we have so many sins. Lord, we bow our head. We blush with shame. Lord, we come confessing our sin and guilt. But Lord, we plead that blood that does for sin atone, that blood whereby the church of God is free. There is none other way. There's no other place of refuge, Lord, as we've been singing in the hymn tonight. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou art here. Ah, one said, other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Ah, leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. Then, dear Lord, do hear our prayer. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, grant us that true godly sorrow and repentance over our sin and iniquity. Indeed, that repentance that needs not to be repented of. Oh, dear Lord, do bless, we pray. Gracious Lord, do blessedly help. Do mercifully appear. Do come. Do be near us. Ah, Lord, and pray thou art grant, Lord, that broken heart, that contrite spirit. And Lord, and if our hearts have not been broken, or if they need breaking, Lord, do break, we pray. Oh, that we may fall down before thee. Lord, and plead thy name, plead thy merits, Lord Jesus. Those merits of thine that thou hast wrought out on Calvary's cross. Hear our prayer. Pray, Lord, forgive. Ah, forgiveness, that joyful sound. We ask, Lord, that it may be heard here in thy courts tonight, and that, Lord, faith may be given to receive thy word. Do pray again, Lord, for this cause of truth, to bless them together, to bind them together in love and unity and the bond of peace. May thy goodness pass before them, undertake for them. And pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt hear prayer. Lord, that there may be given, oh, a godly increase. Oh, that may be many sinners round to come and fill the place. Souls hungry and thirsting. Ah, that these vacant pews, Lord, may be may indeed be occupied with souls, true mourners in Zion. Lord, do bless, we pray. And Lord, we ask thee to remember thee, Lord, each and all. Maybe those, Lord, that are laid aside in sickness and affliction's path. Do pray for them, Lord. Do bless indeed. Do make thy goodness pass before them. Grant healing and restoration. Lord, remember them one another. Maybe some, Lord, are detained tonight. Looking after little ones. Lord, do remember, do bless, we pray. And pray, dear Lord, thou then be with each and all. Dear Lord, and remember our friends again. Lord, that bear office here, help them, undertake for them, and be with them. Oh, may their hand be held up in prayer and supplication by those around them. And Lord, again we pray for the dear children. Thankful, Lord, to see a good number here tonight. We ask thy blessing to rest upon them, Lord. Oh, Lord, do keep them and preserve them. Lord, thou knowest at times our heart aches for them. But we do pray thou'lt be with them. Lord, that thou wilt go before them. Thou'lt keep them and preserve them. May they be found, Lord, as the apple of thine eye, preserved and kept, Lord, from sin and iniquity, and kept, dear Lord, in thy fear, and blessed, Lord, with that true spirit of prayer and supplication, that may be found the early seekers and early finders of the good grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Be with them then, in all and every untrodden step, and go before them, Lord, in life's pathway, we do pray. We ask, O Lord, that thou wilt remember us then. Help us to thank thee, Lord, for all the goodness, mercy, kindness bestowed upon us, for the mercies countless of the sands, which daily we receive, our food and drink, the roof over our heads, the beds we lie on, the many comforts we have and receive and enjoy. Lord, thy mercies are truly great. Lord, the house of God, the open Bible. And Lord, may we humbly join with dear Paul when he said, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Then, dear Lord, do we pray. Help us then now. Lord, remember the nation. Appear for us. Govern those that govern us. Lord, they seem to be at a total loss as to know what to do next. Lord, do mercifully appear, do intervene. And oh, we pray thee, Lord, that thou hear the cries of the remnants of thy people. And oh, Lord, and may we be found submissive to thy will. Lord, do graciously help, do mercifully appear for us. Lord, pray for others in the world. They're in poverty, they're in famine, they're in death, they're in disease. Lord, some are suffering much persecution. Lord, remember them. And Lord, remember the persecutors also. Mercy on their souls. Turn them unto God, unto godliness. There is nothing too hard for thee, Lord. Oh, gracious Lord, do work. Lord, and do bring and maintain peace in this trouble-stricken world. Hear our poor prayers. Lord, the close of this present service, a few poor sinners will come. Lord, sit around thy table to do as thou hast bidden in remembrance of thee. Lord, do help us. Oh, that we may have a soft heart, a broken spirit, a contrite heart. Lord, we may weep to thine honour, glory and praise. Be with us, Lord. Meet with us. Bless us. Help us now. Dear Lord, do come. Fulfil once more thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come. the noble one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we played, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 1060. Weary of wandering from the Lord, and now made willing to return, I hear and bow me to the rod, for now, not without hope I mourn, there is an advocate above, a friend before the throne of love. 1060.
Thank you.
and dependence upon Thee, Lord. For all who needed help, we ask Your very precious attention again to Genesis chapter 32 and verse 10. Genesis 32, verse 10. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which Thou hast shown unto Thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which Thou hast shown unto Thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. We tried looking at this word this morning and looking at this of how dear Jacob felt unworthy, and I trust we would also try to see and look at ourselves and see how unworthy we were, that we are, of all the mercies that the Lord bestows upon us. Friends, last time I was here was September. And I said to at least one dear friend present with us tonight, I said, well, I don't expect that I shall be able to come here again with my dear one. But I am here. And I'm here with my dear one. And I'm not worthy of the least of all these mercies that the Lord has shown unto us. Just very briefly, since leaving here September to the middle of November, there were many days, and I thought this was going to be the end. But friends, it's not. And we're not worthy. Not worthy of the least of all the mercies and the truth which Thou hast shown unto Thy servant. Yes, to record His mercy and His goodness. Oh, I don't do wrong in saying this, but it's been felt so laid upon one spirit. Ah, friends. See, it's like this, isn't it? My thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. But to try to continue, I am not worthy least of all the mercy and all the truth which Thou hast shown unto Thy servant. We read there tonight, that 28th chapter. And first of all, there's those things that Isaac, his father, said to him as he sent him off to paid an Aram there to find a wife. Yes. And you say, is this, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee, and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. Then the chapter opens up. You see that dear Jacob set out from Beersheba, went toward Haran. I think I said this morning it was something like 400 or 500 miles. Yes. But you see, when he dreamed that dream, yes, you see, this is what I believe to be here, and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant, of all the truth. Why, the Lord said to him, did he not? I know I read these verses this morning, but I do so again. And behold, the Lord stood above it, above the ladder. And I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Say, dear Jacob, he proves this, does he not? And he didn't feel worthy of it, because of his sin, his transgressions, his faults and failings, his inconsistencies, his heart wanderings, his backslidings. Yes, all there, dear soul. And of all the truth, the Lord God told him the truth. Yes. And dear soul, he'll tell you and I the truth as well. Yes, and you say, it's thy seed who is the dust of the earth. It shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. But then I suppose the crowning blessing there was this verse. And behold, I am with thee. And behold, I am with thee. Why, dear soul, what more can he say than to you he has said, you unto Jesus for refuge have fled. I am. You see, it's the I am, the great eternal being. Why, you turn over into the New Testament, and what do we find there? In John chapter 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, it's I am. Yes, and there are a number of I ams. Yes, in the Word of God regarding the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, is there not? See, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and bring thee again into this land, and not leave thee. Why, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Yes. And he goeth before them. Yes, the Lord goes before his people. He surrounds them. He preserves them. He keeps them. He watches over them with loving, tender care. Yes, this then, and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. Yes. Yes. You see, the Lord went before dear Jacob, did he not? He certainly did. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Yes, Moses pronounces that blessing on the children of Israel, the Lord, it is that doth go before thee, it'll be with thee, it'll not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Oh, and how, yes, there have been those times and those occasions when God's people here on earth, yes, sometimes one person, sometimes maybe a man and wife, sometimes, oh, sometimes a church and people. Ah, the Lord, it is that doth go before thee. He'll be with thee and not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Oh, yes, yes, oh, and how it is God's people. You see, they rest. Rest securely, safely on God's word. Yes, oh, have you got a word from God, yes, that you can rest on? Peter calls them the exceeding great and precious promises, yes, which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus the Lord. I am with thee and will keep thee. Yes, dears, oh, what a mercy to be kept. And, you know, you look, read on from here, up to our text, and dears, oh, and you see how the Lord indeed did go before him, and did keep him, and did preserve him, did watch over him. And then he tells him, Lord tells Jacob to return. Is the land of his nativity. The Lord, return to thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. And why he then feels unworthy. Yes. But you see, dear Jacob, why, he foresaw some danger, did he not? Why, and he tells us about it in the following verse. I pray thee, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, the land of Esau, for I fear him. You know, dear soul, have you ever thought what dear Jacob is doing here? He's doing exactly what dear David tells us you and I to do in Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Yes, here was Jacob's prayer then. But there's this, which thou hast shown unto thy servant. You know, dear Jacob, why, these blessings, these mercies that he had, you know, it was at least 20 years ago that Jacob left his home. In Beersheba, left his father's house. He served 7 years twice for two wives. He was 6 years. These 20 years, he told Laban, I have served thee, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Yes. Ah, friends. Yes. But what the Lord had shown him. Why, you know, he went out empty-handed. He went out empty-handed. But now he has flocks in abundance. And where did they come from? The good hand of God. Yes. The good hand of God. That same blessed God that said to Moses, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee in the way." Why, and yes, there are some of us in here tonight that could speak and testify to the Lord's honour, glory and praise. That, oh, why, we've so much to thank and bless and praise God for, that he has shown unto us, that he has given and granted to us. Oh, that boundless store of his. Yes, oh, and he makes all his goodness pass before us in the way. Why, when we think back to our forefathers, when they were, yes, they had hard times. They were hard times of providence. And some of them, it was war was taking place. They're very hard times. We don't have those same hard times now, but we do have hard times. I'm not belittling the younger generations that are bringing up children today. Oh, hard things to endure, yes. Oh, one prays that the Lord might ever be with you, uphold you, support you, strengthen you, indeed make his goodness pass before you and help you to stand and to stand firm for the things of God. And the dear children as well, they need the same blessed help to stand firm. But to return our forefathers, the poverty. When they knew not where the next loaf of bread was going to come from. When there was no money in the bank. Yes, but you can now say with dear Jacob, we're not worthy at the least of all the mercies, all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. The Lord mercifully appears, the Lord mercifully provides. Things I might say, and why I only want to say them, speak of them to the Lord's honour, glory and praise. I don't want any attraction to myself. No. But there was one occasion in my life when I was early married, and as most of you perhaps know, I was self-employed in plumbing and heating. But, you know, there was a time when I had finished, I got no work. Put it simply, I had no work to go to. Oh, and what was I to do? I went to prayer. And I hadn't thought of this, but I went to prayer and I tried to speak to the children this afternoon. Yes, and the Lord has got the answer. You and I cannot see the answer. All you and I can see is impossibilities. But I never forget this particular day, early in the morning, telephone rang. There was a lady on the other end of the phone in great distress. Water was coming down through her ceiling. Tank was leaking. Can you help? Yes. Yes, he makes his goodness pass before us. Blessed be his name. And you know, friends, I won't go on, but you know, that situation lasted for about 2 or 3 weeks. I'd finished the job that day. They've got nothing tomorrow. And oh, yes, you know, you go dependent on the Lord, don't you? You do. And I know one dear friend at home said to me, he said, I won't forget this time. Because he was genuinely inquiring after one's welfare. And I don't forget this either. My dear mother said to me, my boy, she said, you won't forget these things. She said, you'll realise how near the Lord you lived. That's true. Dear soul, you and I don't like these troubles and trials and difficulties. But dear soul, if they drive you and I to the throne of grace, to the footstool of mercy, then they're doing us good. We may not see it that way, but dear soul, you will afterward. Afterward, you'll see it. What I do now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. And it'll come to pass, dear soul. Yes. You'll be able to testify with dear Jacob that you're not worthy of all the mercies and the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. Yes, his heart is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Blessed be his name. Which thou hast shown unto thy servant. But then again, there's those things of the providential side. Don't dismiss them, dear soul, as being nothing. No. Because if that is the path of providence, and you take it to the Lord in prayer, then, dear soul, that trial, that trouble, that difficulty is being sanctified to you. Because you're going to the Lord with it. And dear soul, and that's what the Lord intends you to go with it. Where to take it? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Yes, prayer forces a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. Yes, and I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. But again, which thou hast shown unto thy servant. Yes. Those things of in God's grace that he has shown unto us. Yes, dear soul, as he's shown to you and I something of the depth and depravity of our own heart. And so that also has driven you and I to the throne of grace, to the footstool of mercy. Oh, it's here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes. But you say, of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. You know, sometimes we might come up to the house of God. Yes. Or praying for a blessing. Yes, yes, don't let's dictate. But ask the Lord to bless your soul. Yes, dear soul, and Now, it comes to my mind here what we read here in Genesis 28. And here again is dear Jacob. Ah, what thou hast shown unto thy servant. What does he say? Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. How dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Oh, yes, yes, Ireland, you come into the house of God, and your heart is filled a little with the love of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, as you hear his name preached and proclaimed, of those great things he's able to do and does do for poor dying sinners, snatches them as brands from the burning, makes them trophy of his grace, and on gives you this gracious desire. Oh, yes, and you feel your heart softened, heart melted before him. Yes. Jacob then said, this is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Then again, why, you turn over, come into the gospel. And what have we got there? We've got one called Simeon. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Which he had shown unto thy servant. That, yes, dear soul, death will not take place until there's been a sweet, blessed, gracious, loving revelation of Christ to your poor, never-dying soul. So that you can say, he is mine, and I am his. And further on, and I quoted this morning, I believe, the Apostle Paul, why there in Philippians chapter 1, he says, he was in a great strait, having the desire to depart to be with Christ, which is far better. Yes, dear soul. Jacob, Simeon, Paul. Yes. This is none other than the house of God, the gate of heaven. Yes. Oh, and that sweet assurance, this blessing from God to your soul. That you'll not see death until you've seen the Lord Christ. You know what one good hymn writer says? Perhaps what you're saying at the present moment is, oh, why me, O blessed God? Why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Which thou hast shown unto thy servant, given a hope, yes, it is a good hope, through grace, through the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. There is a place reserved for your poor, never dying soul and mine in heaven in glory. Oh, when shall I your chorus join? Yes. Yes, dear soul. And then maybe, dear soul, you go into the dark. You go into the dark. You go into deep trials again. And you're full of grief and sorrow. The enemy comes in like a flood. But remember, dear soul, and this poor man needs to remember it as well, very much so, that the devil is a liar. whom once he loves, he never leaves, but loves them unto the end. Why, this is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners. Yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Yes, it is how he's drawn. Ah, with that resistless call of his love and mercy to your poor, never-dying soul. Blessed be his name. Ah, those things which thou hast shown, unto thy servant. Oh, what a mercy, dear soul, to have Christ revealed. What does the dear hymn writer say about Christ being revealed to us in that very simple, lovely hymn by 399? This may be you, dear soul, amidst 10,000 anxious cares, the world and Satan's deep-laid snares. This, my incessant cry shall be, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. You can read the hymn at your leisure. The last verse reads, 'Tis he dispels the dismal gloom, gives light and gladness in its room. Then have I joy and liberty as Christ reveals himself to me. Oh, yes, for this God-given faith to take hold, to believe and trust alone in him, of him that done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Yes, he saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interpose his precious blood, and hath shown unto thy servant all which thou hast shown unto thy servant. Yes, is our a revelation of Christ. Ah, yet it is hard to be led, oh, into the blessed sacred precincts of Gethsemane's garden. Now, dear soul, don't cut yourself off because you haven't had some of these things, because these things are not everyone that has these things. Not everyone has this revelation of Christ. But dear soul, they are still as near and dear to the Lord Jesus as others. Peter, James and John were taken a little further, yes, into the garden, where Jesus, yes, fell on his face. But the others were left a little way off. But he still loved them. He still loved them. Just the same as he loved Peter, James and John. What it was this, that Peter, James and John had a greater work commissioned to them to fulfill. Yes, and how the Lord leads his people on. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Yes, and dear soul, to be led then into Gethsemane's garden, sacred place. The Lord commanded Moses and Joshua take off the shoes of their feet. The place on they stood was holy ground. Yes. And so is Gethsemane, holy ground. And here Here it is, oh, the Lord of life and glory. Ah, the God-man, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Ah, he withdrew from those three disciples and he went a little further. He was on his own. He sought solitude. Ah, this island, you might seek solitude in your path, in that wherein you have to walk. But here's all, is he, the Lord of life and glory. Why, as Luke tells us, he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood fall into the ground. Amazing sight. Amazing sight. And did the hole in the just, the sovereign of the skies, stoop down to wretched nest and dust, the guilty worms might rise? Yes. The Redeemer left his throne, his radiant throne on high, surprising mercy, love unknown, to suffer, bleed and die. And it was for sinners. And dear soul, and this ordinance here that some of us will be partaking of shortly is for sinners. Sinners can say, and none but they, how precious is the Saviour. He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood fall into the ground. But there was the cry, wasn't there? The prayer. Dear soul, and it was a very, very sincere prayer. Why? Because it was coming from the hole in the just. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But it wasn't possible. Because it was ordained yonder back in eternity past that Christ should suffer in the sinner's place, room and state. Blessed be his name. Yes, dear soul. But that wasn't the end of the prayer, was it? Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. Say, there was submission. Submission to his Father's will, that he should suffer, bleed and die, to obtain eternal redemption. Quoted this morning, the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Yes, all, yes, to obtain eternal redemption, I hope, for your poor never dying soul and mine. Oh, I would hope this. I would pray for this, that it might be for everyone in this chapel tonight. Why do I say that? Because I cannot bear the thought of one of us being shut out of heaven. I love preaching to sinners. And I love sinners' souls. And I want all to be saved, if it be the Lord's will. May it be so. But you say, nevertheless. Ah, friends, you know, I must close, but you see, there's this, dear soul. You see, there he says, and let's remember this, his mouth is in the dust. He's laying on the ground. His prayer coming out of his heart unto his Father. He says, nevertheless, oh, friends, and to think this. As you read in Psalm number 40, the end of the psalm, I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Poor and needy. Oh, yes, and that there in Gethsemane's garden, he thought of his people. He thought of those that he'd loved with an everlasting love. He thought of those who were given unto him in eternity past. And he would pay the ultimate price, which was indeed his own heart's blood. Which thou hast shown unto thy servant. Well, this text goes on. But with my staff I passed over this Jordan, now I become two bands. I've already mentioned that he came back then after 20 years plus, yes, with so much more than he went over Jordan in the first place. Yes. But what does this mean? Well, with my staff I passed over this Jordan. Yes, how it means this, what the Lord had said to him. Yes, you see, these exceeding great and precious promises that are given to God's dear people. That's why I read here from Isaiah 43. But now, thus saith the Lord, created thee, O Jacob, that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Yes, dear soul, and Jacob passing through the waters and through the fire. And the Lord says here, he says here to his people today, to his people here in Swayze Chapel tonight. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Dear soul, what more can he say? When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. I gave Egypt thy ransom, Ethiopia and sea before thee. And then there's this verse. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. And I have loved thee. Oh, our blessedly sweet and simple the words are. Dear soul, and they come from the Lord himself. But I have loved thee. Yes. For thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan. He had his staff 20 years ago. Yes, dear soul. Has the Lord given you some sweet, blessed, gracious promise? Yes. Some dear folks, especially when they get old, they have to have a stick. Yes. Why? That's to support them, isn't it? So that they don't trip and fall over. Yes. Dear old, and these blessed promises, just like that. It is all for you and I to take hold of and plead before him. Dear Jacob pleads this promise before the Lord. And thou with the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy kindred and thy country, and I will deal well with thee. This was his promise. This is what he's leaning on. Yes, it is all. We've got a promise you're leaning on. Has the Lord spoken to your poor, never-dying soul? What has he said to you, dear soul? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Yes, oh, yes, Peter is correct. They are exceeding great and precious promises. But yes, oh, they're to be pleaded. Ah, dear, Jacob gives us a lesson here, does he not? As to how the Lord gave him this promise, and now he pleads before him. The Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country, unto thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. Lord, thou didst speak to me this word. Now, dear Lord, do graciously come and do fulfill. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Of all of the least of all the mercies which thou hast shown unto thy servant. Dear soul, look up. He will never leave. He will nor forsake. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I leave the few thoughts. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £820, for which we are very thankful. And there will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, followed by a church meeting. And Mr. Robert Field is also expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Seymour next Lord's Day, and he hopes to address the Sunday school. Let us close with hymn 120. With joy we meditate the grace of our High Priest above. His heart is made of tenderness, his bowels melt with love. 120.
bless thy word, and thy name shall have all the honour and all the glory and all the praise. Be with those now that leave, watch over them. Be with those that remain. Pray, dear Lord, those that remain that may watch, the Lord witness this ordinance. We do pray thy blessing to rest upon them. Be with us as we meet around thy table. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion, and Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.